Doctor said it's 55. She was born in 1923. You are also born?
We want to ask you some questions. It's a monthly magazine we have, Transindia. It's circulates both in Indian immigrants in North America and North American Indian friends. You know, I was in Swami Vivekananda came here in 1896 for the World
1903.
His first one was 1896, his first visit.
No.
Right?
1893.
1893, I see. Since then, there has been a lot of interest in this country, in Indian philosophy. Recent gurus have come, they have taught about meditation. My own view is that all of this all these things have influenced the American people. But in a kind of intellectual fad, a kind of fashion. And it seems to me that your intention and aim is not merely to cater to the mind, cater to reason, cater to the intellect, but effect a kind of transformation of man himself. Is this why you have introduced the whole way of living, the whole way of life? Am I right in suggesting that?
Yes. It is a different platform of life, spiritually. Generally, people are on the material platform, on the bodily concept of life, and the whole world is going on with that wrong concept of life. Actually, as soon as we think that we are this body, we are immediately on the platform of animal life. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is written, Dasatma Buddhi Kunapi Tridhapati. Anyone who is thinking, identifying himself with this body, and similarly, with other references, the sattva buddhi punapi tithatu ke sadhik kalatra disu homo yujyati. Written with body within family, community, nationality. In this way, our civilization is dog's. That is not human civilization. Human civilization begins when one understands that he is not this body. Brahma-bhūta prasanna-bhūta, aham brahma. Perhaps you have heard this word, Vedic mantra. I am not this body. I am spiritual. And that is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Vihina swinda tabihi kumara jivodhan jala. The swindehe, within this body, there is this soul. So, on account of presence of this soul, we are transmigrated to different bodies. just like from childhood to boy, the body of a boy is different from the body of a child. But the same soul who was within the body of a child has now come within the body of a boy. And the same soul again will go in the body of a young man. And the same soul again will go in the body of an old man. And the same soul and the body of old man is finished, then he enters another body. Tathādehāntarapurāti. So the soul is transmigrating. From one body to another. A part of it he can see in this life. I was in the child's body, I was in the boy's body, I was in the young man's body, now I'm an old man's body. Similarly, as my child's body being finished, I've entered into the boy's body. My boy's body being finished, I've entered young man's body. Similarly, when this body will be finished, I shall enter another body, new body. That will be given to me by nature, according to the mental condition at the time of my death. Jangjang bhāti smaranav bhāvam prajattam te kalaya. This is the law of nature. So people are not educated in the law of nature. They are educated in animalistic life. As a dog is thinking, I'm dog and barking. Similarly, if a person thinks I'm Indian or I'm American, so there is no much difference between the dog and the man. The man must think otherwise, that I am not this body. Then the civilization, human civilization begins. Unfortunately, there is no education. This education was little there, even in India, that is now becoming finished on account of this Western influence. So that is now practically finished. But this consciousness movement begins from the understanding that I am not this God. Therefore, each activities are different from the activities of bodily consciousness. People cannot understand. That is the difference.
You, in this country, you have a whole body of religious thought which does not subscribe to the Hindu assumptions about the transmigration of the soul. And the culture itself is a very secular kind of culture.
Which one?
The American. And about 18 months ago or more, if I remember right, there was a film, a documentary on your school in Texas on the National Broadcasting Company's program, which was very hostile, if not vicious, an attack on the whole movement, the rearing of the small children. So my question is, what is it that made you bring your movement into a culture and a religious ethos which is hostile to begin with most of your major assumptions?
So this is education. The Western people are not educated in the spiritual life. So our predecessors, our gurus, they are for educating people in the spiritual life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 500 years ago, he advised Indians to go, first of all, make his life, Indian should make his life perfect, and then he should go outside India and preach the perfection of life, how to become perfect in life. That was his mission. He said, Prithivite Ashre Jato, you understand Bengali? Prithivite Ashre Jato Nagaradi Gram, Sarvatra Prachar Hailam, Harad Bhumite Manusra Janma Hailaja, Janma Satakari Karo Parabhuka. The Indian life means Parabhuka. They are in the darkness, others in the darkness. They have no such culture, spiritual culture. India has got that culture in Bhagavad Gita. So, one should make his life practically Bhagavad Gita life, that is to suffer, and preach it to the world. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. And this order was not only because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happened to be a Bengali. He appeared in Nadia district, a district in Bengal. But he does not say the Bengalis. He says the Bharati. Bharatvarsa Janma Hariraja. It is India's mission to become exactly on the line of Bhagavad Gita. That is also spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that perfection of life means to understand Bhagavad Gita. He said, Amar Adnaya Guru Hariya Taro Ei Desh. You just become a guru and you deliver this country. This country means wherever you are living. It doesn't matter whether in India or anywhere. Just deliver them. So, to become guru means to save a person from the conditional life of matter. So long you become a materialistic person, that means you are under condition of material nature. So you have to get your freedom from the laws of material nature. That is your perfect life. But people in the Western country, they do not know much of this freedom. India knew it, or some of Indians, they know it. But at the present moment, they are being conquered or influenced by the Western culture. They are also losing their identity. Therefore, my Guru Maharaj ordered me to do something about the spiritual life in the Western countries. On account of this, I came.
Can you briefly tell us what the difference, how your approach is different from the approaches of the other gurus who have come? You seem to have a very unique place in...
First of all, we do not accept anyone as guru if he is not competent to understand Bhagavad Gita and preach to them. He is not a guru. The guru's definition given in the Bhagavad Gita. Imam Vivasati Yuvam Pratyama Mahamadmam, in the fourth chapter we find, Vivasan Manave Prahu Manu Ikha Kave Brahi Evam Parampara Praptam Imam Rajal Sayogi Sakalina Yuga Nasya Parantapa. Krishna said, Arjuna, My dear John, this Bhagavad Gita philosophy of yoga system, first of all I spoke to the sun god. Then he spoke to his son, Manu. Then Manu spoke to his son, Hikat. In this way, the knowledge comes down from the spiritual master to the disciple, or from the father to the son. So, unless one comes in this disciplic succession, he cannot guru, become guru. Therefore, I do not know all of them. All the samis and yogis who came here, they do not belong to this parampara system. So therefore they are not bona fide guru. They are presenting themselves as guru, but they are not guru. Therefore people are misled. And this is the first time that he presented India's traditional philosophy and life as it is understood by the parampara system. Therefore it is being so well received. Vivekananda came here, as you said, 1893. Before my birth, I was born in 1896. But they have worked for 85 years. What they have done. But I have worked here for 7 or 8 years. It is now worldwide moment. Why? Because we presented the things as they are. Even parampara. That would be the effect. So, if the things are presented as they are, the customers will automatically come.
Yesterday in my talks with your disciples, I gathered that you have at least 3 of the ashrama dharmas being practiced: Brahmacharya, Grihastha and Sannyasa. Did you do this to suggest that your movement does not involve renunciation in the Western sense, in which we understand that asceticism only, to retreat, to withdraw from society, to form a different small spiritual community or fraternity, not interact with the rest of society, not influencing society, not being influenced by society. Mm. In other words, was it your aim to suggest that the ordinary life, the daily life of ordinary people can be built on the foundations of your philosophy?
The thing is, the human life, the systemic society should be divided. Just say you are journalist. So you are not motor mechanics. But there is necessity of motor mechanic function and the journalist function. Is it not?
Yes.
And you are journalist, you are not expected to become a motor mechanic or a medical man. But your function is also required in the society. Similarly, the Vedic society was divided into different sections. That is called varnas. 4 varnas, 4. That is very scientific. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, and Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha. So, this consciousness movement includes this system of division of society. That is perfection. Therefore, we are trying to introduce the Varnasam system, although it is very difficult nowadays. But if one becomes a devotee, which is above Varnasana. Then the purpose is such. In this age, although Varnasana Dharma is very scientific, and Krishna consciousness movement includes this. But we are mostly trying to get to the topmost part of Varnasana, sannyas, or above that, that means Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, as it says, Sagunana samatitta itana brahma bhuyayakal. One can immediately transcend the jurisdiction of three modes of material nature. If he engages himself in the devotional service of the Lord, Manchabhyavicharini bhakti yoga najasevate Sagunana samatitta itana brahma bhuyayakal. So actually, this Varnasrama system is meant for bringing the man in the lower status of life to the higher status. It doesn't matter one is born in a low-grade family. That is also said by Krishna. Man hi partha vratasi kya jeti tu papajoni. Papajoni. Kvande. Sriyavishya satasutra in the human society. Omen, the Vaishya and the Sudra, they're considered in the lower state, not very intelligent. They do not separate. They cannot speak. So, the Western countries, according to basic calculation, they are next class real governors, globally. But Krishna says, this is a powerful donor. He can also be elevated to that extent as he can go back to home, back to home. So this moment is directly giving the opportunity of Krishna's service so that they can become easily one of us to the position in the high state of life, Krishna, so that he can go back to home. Back.
Almost the whole world and all civilizations look down upon the Varnasrama Dharma as a system in which hierarchical and stratified conditions prevent human beings from progressing. They think about
it. They do not know what is progress.
Yeah.
That I was talking with that's that they do not know that they are material life means they are in the prison house or being punished. They are so dull-headed, they are taking the activities of punishment as regular life. A man is put into the prison house and his engagement is baking the bricks. So he has forgotten that this baking of bricks is not my business. I am meant for living freely outside the prison house. So these people, less intelligent people, they think that this material life of working hard day and night, just like the hogs and dogs, is day and night. That is due to their ignorance. And in Bhagavad it is said, नायन देह देह भाजान निलोके कष्टान कामान अर्हति निर्भुजान दैट दिस ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ ऑल्दो यू हैव गॉट दिस बॉडी एंड द हॉग हैज ऑल्सो गॉट दिस बॉडी द हॉग इज वर्किंग डे एंड नाइट परहैप्स यू हैव सीन इन इंडियन विलेज द हॉग इज लाइटनिंग इन द विलेज His only business is right to find stool and eat it. And as soon as he eats, he becomes strong in sense and then sex. The hog has no discrimination of sex, as a mother or sister or anyone. So, this sort of life, working day and night for stool, and then as soon as the body is strong, find out sex. Never mind, either mother, sister, or anyone. This is not human. This is hog's life. Do you think it is human life? So we are not meant for that civilization. We are meant for the civilization by which one can understand his position, constitutional position, hog brahmasmi. Therefore, our activities are different from the hogs and dogs.
So what is generally taken here, I mean, and this is the American Bicentennial Year, and the Declaration of Independence talks about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Are you suggesting then that what is taken to be life is actually the antithesis of life? What is taken to be liberty is actually enslavement? And what is assumed to be the pursuit of happiness is nothing more than the rat race in which you try to make the best of what you can.
Yes. I do not know what is happening. Bhagavad Gita finds out what is your distance. Can anyone say what is the actual distance? They do not know it. Distance they are taking as usual path of life. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Janma mesu jarabhya ji dukkha dosanu dadhanam. This is philosophy to find out this, what is distance. This is directly said by Krishna. These are distances. Janma, mrityu, jara, death. To take birth, to die, to become old, and to become deceived. But they do not want. Not only they, everyone all over the world. They take it as part of life. Janma, mrityu, jara, death. When a man becomes diseased, when a man becomes old, or when a man dies, they take it as easy. But they have been accustomed to this distance so much that they do not take it as distance. So this is their ignorance. This is their ignorance. They do not know what is distance. And they are struggling for moving the distance. That's why this independence. They do not know what is meaning of independence. Real independence is when you are free from these four kinds of distance. Does it mean observing this kind of independence? The real independence, it is simply fictitious. If you are not free from the laws of nature, nature will enforce you to die. So where is your independence? Nobody wants to die. So why is it enforced to die? Nobody wants to become old man. Why is enforced to become old man? But they have no brain to understand what is independence, what is happiness. They are taking this place as happiness. So that is due to lack of knowledge. But the Krishna consciousness just means to elevate a person to the real standard of knowledge. Without knowledge, a madman can say anything. A child can speak all nonsense. And that is not knowledge. Knowledge is different. So, to study for existence means to get out of distress. But the real distress, they have set us. The problem that I do not want to die, but I will be enforced to die. So what is the advancement in this collection? They might have, so big scientists, they have discovered many, many things. But where is that thing? That take a pill and you never die. Take a pill, you will never become diseased. They can offer me. I have some abdominal pain. So they have given a dozen some medicine. But still they are not sure whether the pain will be cured. This is their science. So, in this way, things are going on. In ignorance, mura. Therefore, they have been described in the Bhagavad Gita as mura. Kamanaguskidana mura prapadyante nagadama. Maya apritajnana asuri bhavamasa. So, this is the civilization of the asuras. And without Krishna consciousness, and without any knowledge of Krishna, or without any knowledge of the Krishna's instruction, people are grouped as duskriti, miscreants, murad, rascals, maradhama, lowest of the mankind. And if you say that so many people, they are educated highly in the university, how they can be taken as miscreants, rascals, and lowest of mankind. The answer is maya apritajnana. They have got knowledge, so-called knowledge, but they are lacking in real knowledge. Knowledge means to get out of distress. That is knowledge. But the real distress remains as it is. They cannot avoid death, they cannot avoid birth, they cannot avoid old age. And it says they are claiming they are making progress in happiness. So that is called illusion.
Prabhu, can you tell us a little bit about the plans you have for your project in India?
Yes. I wanted to start this movement from India. I even requested Mahatma Gandhi that, Mahatmaji, you have got some respect all over the world, and you are more as a great student of Bhagavad Gita. Now you have got your saras. The Bhikkhus are gone. Let us preach Bhagavad Gita. But I don't think I got any reply. Of course, you are very busy man. My letter might have reached him or not reached him. The secretaries might have rejected. I think you see some secretaries like that. But after a few days you escaped. So, I was trying for this purpose in India. I approached many friends that you have got four sons. Give me one son so that I can train how to become real teacher of Bhagavad Gita. How one can understand. Because Bhagavad Gita is being misinterpreted. So I wanted to preach it as it is. That was my need. So practically nobody joined. Then I decided to come. And these boys pop. So I have a great desire. So, but because India is by nature Krishna conscious. But our modern leaders, keeping them suppressed, there is a difficulty. There are so many other difficulties. And leaders are misinterpreting Bhagavad Gita. To tell you frankly, there are so many commentaries on Bhagavad Gita by Dr. Lord Krishna. by Gandhi, by Tilak, by Aurobindo, or many others. But nobody has said that here is God, Krishna. We admit him. Has anybody said that here is God, Krishna, that we are searching after God? Here is the Supreme Personality of God, here is Krishna. Who is it? Nobody has said. Am I right?
I have read Gandhi,
Dr. Radhakrishna has written. But who has preached that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He is to be worshipped. Just like we are preaching. Here in America, you have seen our temple?
Yeah.
How they are worshipped.
Yeah.
So, Bhagavad Gita main purpose is that Krishna says, sarva dharma an parityajya mam ekam saranam. So who has preached this? So, although they came, so many samis, yogis and politicians and there, when they taught, what can I say? All irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody spoke.
Yes.
That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you worship. Nobody has. This is the first time I am saying. Do you agree with that?
Yes. Do you think that this is because of the Western influence under which
they wanted to compromise with the Western. They did not come to take, but they wanted to be victimized by the Western. They had no strength to save themselves. They have no strength. They have no determination. Hodgepodge. Therefore it was not successful. Not a single man became Krishna conscious. Even nowadays, the Vivekananda is famous in India that he prays in America. All Americans have become Vedanta something. Now, practically, we are born in Vrindavan?
Yes.
Recently?
No, nothing.
You have seen our temple?
No, I have not.
So we have got our temple, that is considered the best temple in Vrindavan. It has so little picture. So thousands of thousands of Americans went to Vrindavan. For our temple, another temple. But there is another Vivekananda, Ramakrishna Ashram.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody went there. Not a single. So, what preaching they have done? The practical point.
Mm-hmm.
So many men went to our temple. They had no inquiry. That we have heard that there is a Ramakrishna Mission temple here. Where it is? But it is not, Vrindavan is not a very big city. Everyone knows. Nobody, not a single person went. And they visited other temple. So what kind of preaching? What do you think?
It seems to me that what you are saying is that you cannot have a religion. You cannot expect a religion to survive or prosper when the culture which is supposed to serve it is its opposite, is its antithesis. And that's why your movement, you are trying to suggest that the only way that you can attain moksha or liberation or whatever is through a particular kind of culture that you are propagating.
It is not, it is the culture.
Yeah.
It is bigger. Because you are suffering under material condition and you are struggling for existence. That means you are struggling to get liberty. So this is the liberty. As it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, tatta deham punarjanma naiti mam eti kaunte mam upeta Mark, I know this.
Janmakana Samajibhyam Hemyo Vasatat Vasa Chakra Deham Panajama Naiti Mamichikojana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna.
Yes, this is given. But they do not know it. They simply make it so that they are scholar of Bhagavad Gita. But they do not know. They are reading Bhagavad Gita, but they do not know how to get liberated. Neither they are interested. They want to stay here and subjected to the natural, material condition. Janma Mithu Garabdhati. There is another verse. Maam aprapva ma nivattanti mithu sansarvattva. In the 9th chapter, I think. Aprapva maam nivattanti mithu. Hasat vadhara
purusha.
Purusha. Dharmatsa. Dadhana Purusha Sa.
I shut it down for the ninth verse.
Yeah.
Shraddhana Purusha Dharmasya
Dharmasya Saranta. A prapta māna nivattanti nittu sanutārabhati. The teaching Sayata has given, if one is not faithful to accept it, the result will be a prapta māna. He will not give or get me, and he will remain in the cycle of birth and death. They do not know it. What is cycle of birth and death? How one can get out of it? Going on. They say the flies, the great horse, falls in the path. They are very busy. What is that busyness? Falling in the path. So, this is going on. So this Krishna consciousness moment is just to save the people who go down by the horse. Enforced by the laws of material nature in the cycle of birth and death. Krishna says, Tathādhi antarapta, you have to accept another. But suppose you have got that Indian body. Next, but if you get a dog's body, then what is your success? But nature, we go up, we do not know what is the nature's law. Pakitakirmanani, Gunayitarmanani, neither you can check nature's law. So what is the value of your so-called activity? Jumping. There is no value.
One last question then. What you are saying, the thrust of your movement is, the true religion is not something that you just believe, it is what you are.
You believe or not believe. A fool man's fool's belief is different from a learned man's understanding. So if he says that I believe in it, the nature's law is different. Nature will not care whether you believe or not believe. It will work. Just like if you have infected some disease, so you are getting fever. Now if I say, my dear Mr. Satan sir, now you infected smallpox. I put symptoms like there. And if you say, no, no, I don't believe. So he will be protected from the laws of nature. So this is Raskin's proposal. I believe, I don't believe. You believe and not believe, who cares for it? If you are infected, karanam gunasanga asa sadasat janma jonis, end up. After that, you are going to get another body. Tathādehantra-prāt. So, How you can know what kind of body you are going to be? First of all, generally they don't believe. That's right. So they believe or not believe, the process is going on. So this is going on in the modern world. I don't believe. See, you believe or not believe, you cannot check the nature's law. But that dull brain cannot understand it. The nature's law is very, very strong. Baby Jesus, you know, Mama Maya Gurutve. By thinking that they will conquer our nature. That is your proposal, is it not, anyone? They think that they will conquer our laws. Such foolish things are going on. So, we are trying to say, by presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, to save these fools and rascals from a dangerous type of suffering. This is the summary.
Thank you. Anand Mohan.
Anand Mohan. Yeah.